Looking for a Honda? Get to RoushHonda.com. Save thousands on a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Hondas. Buy or lease, cars, trucks, and SUVs. Preview them at RoushHonda.com. And remember,
Honda. Matt Mayer, President, Buckeye Institute, joins me for a couple of moments. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Bob. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. What about this tax conversion levy paper by Joe Testa? What's that all about?
Yeah, we'll have a paper coming out in the next few weeks by Joe that really looks at this issue of these conversion levies that the governor had put into the budget bill last year that passed, where school districts can convert existing levy millage into this 20 mil floor, which what it would do, the two huge problems with this conversion levy is that currently in law, if prices go up in home values, homeowners are protected from huge tax increases from year to year. They only pay about a 15% of any kind of huge tax increase that might come. And what would happen with the conversion levy is that it would remove that cap, and so homeowners will get hit with substantial tax increases when the market gets back on its feet, which it will. The second piece is if it's a permanent conversion levy, which they would go for that, you'd never get a chance to vote on that again. And so what you would have is you'd really decrease the accountability homeowners and parents would have in their schools because they'd have more revenue coming in than they would know what to do with. And so you essentially wouldn't have any way for homeowners and parents in a school district to really make sure that the school is using money wisely.
Mm-hmm. The first part of this you spoke about, Matt, is that similar to homesteading?
What it is there's a House bill that was passed years ago that essentially protected, in an increasing market, protected homeowners from big tax increases, and in a decreasing market, protected government service providers, where if a market declined, they wouldn't see huge losses in tax revenue to fund their services. The conversion levy keeps it on the government service provider, so they're held harmless, but removes it for the homeowner, so that you're going to get real big property taxes. And what we did is we actually went back and looked at the last 10 years in seven school districts in the Columbus area, including Columbus Public, and ran the numbers as if you would have passed a conversion levy in 1998 mm-hmm. in Columbus City Schools. And what you would have found is, if you would have left the levies as they were in 98 and you would have passed a conversion levy, the levies as they were would have raised revenue that came in. If it was a conversion levy, it would have brought in an additional $169 million over the last 10 years,
ooh,
which is a huge jump. Now, they had to go back and pass an additional levy in 2004, but that's how we won it, right? They had to come justify that to the voters. The voters passed it. That's good. But it's a check that the district has on or the homeowners in the district have on their schools so that they just don't spend money wildly and then never have to account to the voters for those increases in spending.
Yeah.
Because we're doubling the cost of per pupil spending. We're obviously not getting the outcomes that justify that doubling of cost, especially in places like Columbus Public where they've got 10,000 fewer kids, but yet they're spending a lot more money.
Well, if you can find a solution to that, Matt, I'd certainly be grateful. I live in the city of Columbus, and I just shudder at tax bills I get. Just seems like they go up year after year after year after year. And as you say, the outcome isn't anything to be proud of.
It's not. And Joe has some solutions he puts in the paper, so okay. Just look for that when it comes out.
Matt, before you go here, I know you have a background in terrorism, and you pay a lot of attention to it, and you did that for a while. Is this Mexican border situation here out of control?
It is. We've lost control of the border. I mean, when you have a situation where we're having Americans getting killed by Mexicans and illegals that are coming over, when you have a situation where you have a town that there are people who are virtually just crossing the border from Mexico because they've lost control over in Mexico of the security, and they can just cross over into the U.S., I mean, you have lost control of the border at that point. And so this idea that we're ready for what the president's been calling comprehensive immigration reform, which is really just amnesty for the illegals that are here, we're nowhere near that. We haven't secured the border, and we've got to secure the border.
I know the mayor of Juarez lives in El Paso.
Yeah, because it's safer.
They'll track him. How can you do your job as a mayor of Juarez by living in El Paso? You can't.
He can stay alive, that's why.
Well, yeah. I remember having spent some military time in the state of New Mexico, and Juarez was always pleasant. You know, it was a romantic old Mexico and all of that. But apparently the times have changed. There must be just so much money in drugs.
There is, and I've got to tell you, I've been down on the border several times, and it is a remarkable place. I mean, you go down there, and there are certain places like Nogales, and it looks like a third world country. Along that border, mm-hmm. where you're just shocked that that's still the U.S., but it's just really it's in horrible condition, lots of violence, and so. You know, they've got to figure out a way to secure the border and to dedicate the resources, get the border folks trained. You know, they had this virtual fence they were going to build that apparently Boeing has not been able to get it to actually work very well. Mm-hmm. And so they've halted that. They're not building more physical wall. So, you know, we're at a status quo standstill right now. And as that's happening, there's lots of violence that's happening. People are getting killed. And, you know, we had a rancher down there get killed by an illegal just last week. So. Yeah. You know, this stuff is they've got to do their job. I mean, fundamentally, I wish the federal government would spend less time on mandating health care for all of us and more time doing what is one of its constitutional duties, which is to protect the border.
Yeah, well, somebody's going to have to make a move here pretty soon. One step short of having states having to take that into their own hands, and I'm surprised they haven't made that move already. Maybe
they already are.
Maybe.
Texas is already dedicating significant resources. Arizona moved yesterday to put resources on the border because they can't rely on the federal government anymore.
Maybe Joe Arpaio ought to be able to handle it.
Sheriff Joe, yeah. Sheriff Joe, take care. He'll take care of it.
All right. Matt, I thank you as always. Matt Mayer, president of the Buckeye Institute, with me.